Hello everybody, what's up? Welcome back to radio station HHU. Now this next story that we have for you is actually quite a controversial one. Now you all know that we students are very similar. We like drinking, going to parties, but just going out and having a good time, well, university work comes second. Every student does that. Just kidding. There are also ones who take studying seriously. We found two students who couldn't be more different. Isabel is the classic party animal type of student, while Natalia, on the other hand, is more of a calm person who enjoys spending time at home. Now we thought that it would be very interesting to see these two switching sides for a week. This little experiment was to see how they end up in their opposite environment. We want to know if Isabel likes to spend more time at home and if Natalia has turned out to be a party animal herself now. Hello you two, thank you for taking part in our little experiment.
Hi. Hello everyone.
I'm going to start with you, Isabel. Tell me something about you.
Well, I'm 21 years old and I study media and communication sciences. I like mostly hanging around with my friends or making music with my band. What else? Oh yeah, my place of living. Right, I live in a dorm with four roomies. Although everyone has their own bedroom, one might feel right in the middle of an adventure. Not only because the five of us love to party, but also because of our cool guests, who you might think of are completely off the rocker. There's never a dull moment with them.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Natalia, what about you?
Hi, I'm 28 years old and live with my husband Maurice and my two kids in an apartment in a residential neighborhood near the university. My life is kind of busy at the moment because, as you might have guessed, my children, Anna and Louis, require most of my time when I'm at home. When I'm not, I'm majoring business studies or I am working part-time at a company who hopefully going to keep me on when I graduate.
That sounds nice. I see you have a plan there. Hopefully that will work out for you. As you guys have just heard, these two folks are completely different. I'm getting more and more curious now how that little week abroad has been for you. You two didn't just so-called live the other's life. You basically replaced each other at your certain homes. I'm going to start with you again, Isabel. Tell me how it was to wake up in a completely different home, in a much calmer one, I should add, and on top of that, with two children and a husband.
Well, at first it was quite weird not being woken up by loud music or screaming roommates, but it was alright. Definitely something I didn't know from my place. Your husband and kids are very nice, Natalia.
Thanks.
And they helped me get along easily.
Sounds comfy. So, you got a good sleep every night?
I wish. Usually I sleep at least until 10 a.m. Then it's getting loud. But at Natalia's home, every morning at 6 or 7 a.m. a little face popped up in front of mine and asked me with a tender voice to play with her.
Same with me. Interesting to hear from someone else who cleans their diapers.
Cute. And how was the rest of your days there? Have you had any duties?
I did. I had to look after two kids, which was way more than what I usually do. First of all, I had to get the children dressed, while Maurice was preparing breakfast. That wasn't easy. The younger one, Louis, loved to run away and hide. In these moments, I thought it would be much more bizarre to chase a naked, screaming and hiding child than to party with wannabe crazy adults. Well, anyway, the two were adorable. Mostly, I was very exhausted, though, and couldn't manage to go out at night. I knew if I party, I would still have to get up at 7 a.m.
Because you felt responsible, right?
Well, yeah. At least to some extent. I knew there was no opportunity. I mean, I could have gone to the party and be hungover the next morning, but then I would have left the kids high and dry. And I know I don't have the heart to do so. Besides, when the kids are happy and smile right in your face, you also get in a good mood.
Oh, I can imagine that. Natalia, did you sleep well in your new home?
As if. This dorm was pure chaos. It was noisy until at least 4 a.m. Sometimes I managed to fall asleep earlier, but then someone broke into my room asking me to go out with them. Fortunately, I had taken a holiday at work, so I could sleep until noontime. Well, that wasn't so bad. A couple of times I even was able to ease and just celebrate a bit.
What about duties? Have you had one at all?
Basically just buying drinks or alcohol. No, just kidding. But I guess I'm used to do more in the household than any of my roommates did, and more than was expected of me. We usually cleaned the dorm after we had a party, but over time I tried to approach the organization and tidiness in a more relaxed way.
So far so good. What did you learn from each other, and has this week changed you or your opinions in some way?
I have definitely learned that everyone has their own definition of tidiness, accuracy, organization and bedtime, if at all. And probably the most important thing I have learned was you can have a lot of fun when you go outside more and meet other people. I will definitely do that more often, but not as much as Isabel and her friends do though.
It's the other way around for me. Somehow I appreciated to have a few nights off. All in all, it was a nice experience. Although this wouldn't be my kind of lifestyle, it's not bad to have a few nights off a week.
Nice story. Thank you very much for taking part, and thank you guys for joining me today.